What's an orangutan's favorite fruit?
I don't know. What?
An apricot.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
That's Casper Baby Pants from his release called Baby Beatles. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and I'm here with a whole lot of kids on Zoom, and we're going to also be going on a field trip. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Max.
Hello, it's Killian.
Hello, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Raymond.
Well, thank you all so much for being here. I'm really excited about this show because we're going to learn about some of our evolutionary ancestors in a way, but they're actually alive today. It's the great apes. And we are going to learn about chimpanzees, a little about gorillas, and also orangutans. We've got Michelle Desolais with us from Forest for Orangutans. We've also got a field trip that we're taking to the zoo to go meet the chimpanzee keeper at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo. This is a loaded show full of information about apes. And lots of songs, too. We're going to jump right in. This is Neil Sedaka from a release called Waking Up is Hard to Do. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour. We're going to the apes.
The moon is bright above. Oh, what a night for love. And as I hold you near, I whisper in. Chimpanzee.
like I was reeling, rocking, howling from a coconut tree. Honey, can't you see you bring out the monkey business in me? Monkey shine. When you hold my hand, I'm a prehistoric man. I go eight. Like a barrel of monkeys on an abba-dabba honeymoon. I go squealing, screeching, howling like a big baboon. Honey, I'll explode if you don't come and kiss me soon. Yeah, yeah. We'll set it down in the nearest county zoo. Oh, ramble-lamble-ling-ting-tong, I'm related to old King Kong. Honey, won't you say you're mine? Well, a hunky-dunky monkey shine. When you hold my hand, I'm a prehistoric man. I go, hey!
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we are going to learn about one of the great apes among us, orangutans. And with us today, from an organization called Forests for Orangutans, is Michelle Desolais. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Michelle.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
What is an orangutan?
An orangutan is a primate. It is a great ape. It is an animal that lives in the rainforest of Borneo and Sumatra. They are very similar to us. For those who are quite advanced in their scientific studies, you might have learned about DNA. That's the building blocks that make each of us unique. Well, the DNA of an orangutan is 97% the same as our DNA, and they're considered the smartest, most intelligent species on the planet, except for us, of course.
What is the orangutan's diet?
Orangutans eat hundreds of types of food, and these include fruits, leaves, flowers, and even tree bark. Occasionally, they'll eat things like insects. They love termites and birds' eggs. And just a few times, the scientists have seen them eating meat in the form of these small persimmons called slow loris. But they mostly are vegetarian and eat mostly fruits and leaves. Some orangutans, like I said, actually scrape off the bark from a tree and eat the soft pith inside. That's usually when there's not enough fruit in the forest for them to eat.
So in Malaysia and Sumatra, where they live, there are a lot more fruits in those forests. So we're talking big tropical fruits, like...
Yeah, the jackfruit. The orangutans love a jackfruit. They are giant. They can weigh like 40 pounds, this giant jackfruit, and they're delicious. They're a little bit hard to get into, just like the durian. But with those big, strong jaws, the orangutan has no problem breaking into durians. Or when they're coconuts don't grow in the wild where the orangutan lives, but if they're in a sanctuary, they love a coconut and they could just break the coconut open with their teeth.
Wow, those are some strong teeth to be able to do that. They have these really, really strong jaws, and they're omnivores, but you really don't find them eating too much meat. Do they like insects?
They love termites. They'll suck the termites out of a dead log on the forest floor for their protein. Absolutely love them.
Do orangutans have any predators or prey?
Well, the most dangerous animal to orangutans is humans, I'm afraid. Yes, the activities of humans, either directly or indirectly, really impact the orangutan. Some humans hunt orangutans, which is horrid. And then there are other humans that try to clear the land where the orangutan lives. The orangutan needs a forest to live in. And if you take away their forest, they have a real hard time struggling to survive. But in Sumatra, Orangutans stay a lot of the time in the trees, both in Sumatra and Borneo, but more in Sumatra because in Sumatra, their habitat is often shared with the Sumatran tiger. And that can be dangerous to a smallish orangutan, probably not so much a big orangutan. There's also other animals like the sun bear and the wild boar. They can both be dangerous as well. But they don't actually go out like pursuing orangutans. Just if they kind of found themselves cornered in a corner with one of them, it could get ugly.
That's Michelle Del Soleil from Forests for Orangutans. We've got more on these and other apes today on the Children's Hour. But first, this is Fred from Everybody Get Happy.
Orangutan hoot and sang, love to bang on his drums. Eat and play, sleep all day, swing, swang, swung. Orangutan, silly orangutan. Orangutan, hooray. Orangutan, hoot and sang, love to bang on his drum. Swing, swang, swung. Orangutan, silly orangutan. Orangutan, hooray.
Hello?
Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we're learning about apes. And now we're visiting with Michelle Del Soleil from Forests for Orangutans to learn more about these redheads. Let's go to Lily May.
How many different species are there of orangutans?
There are three distinct species of orangutan. The orangutans that live in Borneo are one species called the Bornean orangutan. And the orangutans that live on Sumatra, there are two types there. There's the Sumatran orangutan, that seems pretty self-evident. But a few years ago, scientists who are studying the orangutans in Sumatra, they've known of this population of orangutans that all along they thought they were just like Sumatran orangutans. But now they've decided that they're so different from the Sumatran orangutans that they are a different species altogether. And they are called the Tapanuli orangutan. That's the name of the area that they live in. And there's only 800 of them left. So they are the most critically endangered great ape species on the planet.
Is there a simple way to tell them all apart?
There are some clues. The Sumatran orangutans tend to have lighter, more orangey colored hair. Their hair can, their beards and mustaches, both the females and the males can have these beards and mustaches. I must say I'm getting a bit of one myself. The Sumatran has a longer kind of face and a longer kind of body. The Bornean orangutan has a much rounder face, and his hair color or her hair color can range from a deep red to almost like a purpley black kind of color, kind of a deep maroon color. And their hair can grow really, really long. In fact, they have the longest hair of any species on the planet, except for us. You know, some people are able to grow their hair very, very long. Not so many as can grow it as long as Hercules, a very famous orangutan, living in Borneo.
Now we say orangutan. Is it really orangutans?
It's something in between. There's no G at the end. So depending on your accent, but most correct, I would say, would be orangutan, like you have a tan on your skin, orangutan.
Why do male orangutans have such flat faces?
The scientists debate over this, but the general idea is the orangutan makes what's called a long call. It's a very deep kind of burping, series of burping, loud, bellowing calls. They make this sound called the long call, which can be heard so far, far away. And the reason they make it, two reasons. One is to tell any females that might be in town that he's in town. And don't I sound fine and magnificent? And don't you want to know me? And if the female is interested in having a date with the male that's moving through her region, she'll move towards that sound. So that flat face, they're called cheek pads or flanges, is said to kind of direct the sound and amplify the sound like a stereo speaker, and the females can hone in on it. And it's also a sound that warns off any competing males. And of course, if his long call is very, very loud and strong, then the smaller male's like, oh gosh, I better skedaddle real quick because there's a big old guy coming through here and he's not going to stand for me in his way.
What is an orangutan's part in a food web?
Oh, what an excellent question. You know, orangutans can be considered the gardeners of the forest. And by that, I mean, as they move through the forest, and remember I said they eat hundreds of different kinds of foods. A lot of them are fruits, and fruits have seeds. And they're moving through the canopies as they eat. The canopy is the top layer of the rainforest, moving along, and they're dropping down the bits of skin, peels, and seeds from the fruits that they're eating. Or sometimes they're eating the seeds and they come up the other end. And when those drop down onto the forest floor, then obviously new fruit trees can grow from it. And there are even some seeds that the only way that they'll mature into a plant, or germinate is the word, is once it's passed through the gut of an orangutan. It has to come out in their poo. And then it can grow on the forest floor. Now, of course, that canopy is like a giant umbrella and it's blocking out a lot of light. So these new seeds are trying to create, you know, a plant on the forest floor, really need some sunlight. So that orangutan moving through the canopy is breaking off branches as he moves along. And these create little pockets of in the forest canopy where the light can shoot down, and that shafted light can hit the forest floor right at the precise point where a seed has dropped, and that seed then grows and emerges into a new giant rainforest tree.
That's the voice of Michelle Desolais from Forest for Orangutans. We have a little more on these guys and other apes coming up when the kids' crew and I go to the Albuquerque Zoo to meet some chimpanzees. You can find photos, links, playlists, and so much more at childrenshour.org. This episode is called Apes.
You're listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by The Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization teaching kids how to make public radio. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for The Children's Hour.